Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Everyone chant.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. For he is the auspiciousness of this world. O Lord, please place your feet in my heart. Please give this charity to me. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to his devotees. Anyone who hears about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will certainly attain pure devotional service. This pastime from Chaitanya Bhagavat that we will read or hear describes the events that took place just after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Gaya. For in Gaya, he took initiation from Sripada Ishvara Puri. Before Mahaprabhu went to Gaya, Nimai Pandit Vishramba was the greatest scholar of Navadvip. No one could defeat him, even though he was a boy, 16, 17 years old. But after taking an initiation, a great change occurred. And far from being simply a dry scholar, he acted as the greatest of devotees. And no other words came from his mouth other than, "Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna Chandra?" He returned from Gaya to Navadvip and he resumed teaching under his own teacher, Gangadas Pandit. When Mahaprabhu returned from Gaya after taking initiation from Sripadishwara Puri, he began to exhibit wonderful symptoms of love for Krishna. And seeing these symptoms, the devotees felt their heart filled with wonder. In this way, he still concealed his true identity as the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord, who was now the fair and handsome Lord Chaitanya, he stayed in Navadvip, but he hid his identity, just acting as the most dedicated devotee whose heart was inflamed with love for Krishna. No one had the power to know that the Supreme Lord had descended to this world and was staying in their midst. And thus, after returning from Gaya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in great ecstasy, he first went to the home of his teacher, Gangadas Pandit, and he bowed before his feet, and his teacher respectfully picked him up and embraced him. Gangadas said, "Now you have returned to us from Gaya, my son. You are both fortunate and glorious, because to visit the holy place of Gaya means that you and your family, generations, are liberated. And now you should return to your students, because they all await you. And even if the demigod Brahma were to order them, they would not open their books without your presence. For today, you have just returned, so go home, rest, and tomorrow resume your teaching on the bank of the Ganga." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again bowed down before Gangadas and then left. And wrapped in tasting the nectar of Lord Krishna, that night, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit Vishwamba, he did not sleep, because he was overcome with feelings of separation from Krishna. The next day, at dawn, he went to the Ganga to bathe. And immediately, his students, they immediately surrounded him But no word came from the Lord's mouth other than Krishna, 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 Krishna. His students were unable to understand the great change that had overcome their teacher. On their request, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat down to instruct them. But when the students, following the tradition, said, Hari, Hari, as they opened their books, the son of Satchi, hearing the name of Lord Hari, became filled with bliss, and he fell from external consciousness deeply into trance, ecstatic trance, and completely absorbed just by hearing the name of Hari, completely absorbed in meditating upon the Lord. He cast his merciful glance upon everyone who was present, and he began to speak, because the Lord had been a teacher of grammar, Vyakaran. And this is what he said. All the grammatical sutras, all the rules, all the histories, all the commentaries, in truth they are nothing but the name of Krishna. And the holy name of Krishna is eternal. Shastra does not describe anything but Krishna, who is the Supreme Lord. And he is the creator. It is he who is the maintainer. He is the destroyer. And Brahma and Shiva and all the others, they are all his servants. And anyone who speaks about anything but Krishna is simply wasting his life. Shastras declare that devotion to Krishna's lotus feet, that alone is the treasure of existence. And only teachers who are bewildered by Maya avoid devotional service. They avoid speaking about Krishna. They avoid devotional service in their own lives, and they avoid speaking about devotional service. And they walk on a different path. This was the situation in Navadvipa at this time. No one but the Vaishnavas was speaking about Krishna. Everyone else was involved. Great teachers were involved in just materialistic studies. And they would criticize the devotees, who would feel great pain in their hearts to watch the materialism going on. And Mahaprabhu began to speak further. He said, a person who in his heart does not call out Krishna's names, Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna,
Karuna Sagara, O ocean of mercy, Jaganjeevan, the life of this world, Sevaka Vatsala, he who is most affectionate to his servants, Nanda Gopa Nandana, the beloved son of Nanda Gopa, he who does not call out these names from the depths of his heart may be learned and he may study all the scriptures, but his final destination, it will not be good. But on the other hand, even if a lowly person who has many faults, even if he is covered with faults, if he chants Krishna's holy name, he will certainly go to Krishna's spiritual abode. He will go to Goloka Vrindavan. And this is the teaching of all Shastra. And whoever doubts this, that person will suffer. Please hear, O students, the Lord said. He was enwrapped in ecstasy as he was supposed to be teaching grammar. Mahaprabhu said, Krishna gave liberation to Putana, how can anyone reject him and meditate on someone else? Krishna gave liberation to Agasura. To attain what great pleasure do people renounce glorifying Krishna? A person who will not chant Krishna's holy name, a name that purifies all the worlds, that person must suffer. That is his fate. A person who will not sing Krishna's holy name, a person who will not dance while he's chanting, a holy name that makes Brahma and the demigods wild in a festival of bliss. That person creates for himself an inauspicious future. Persons intoxicated by their wealth, intoxicated by their learning, intoxicated by their aristocratic families, they do not understand the glories of the holy name of Krishna. Krishna's name rescued Ajamil. Oh, my brothers and sisters, please listen to my words. Please worship the priceless treasure of the lotus feet of Krishna. Goddess Lakshmi Devi yearns to serve those feet. Lord Shiva is a pure servant of those feet. From those lotus feet, Goddess Ganga was manifested. Oh, my brothers, oh, my sisters, please aspire to serve those lotus feet. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's students had been expecting a lesson in grammar. They got a Bhagavatam class. But they listened with their minds focused. Still overcome with emotion and in an ecstatic trance, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu next began to explain grammatical rules in such a way that each word revealed Krishna as the Supreme Absolute Truth. And after some moments, the Lord returned to external consciousness and he felt some embarrassment and he said nothing more. And the Lord asked, how did I explain the grammatical sutras today? And the students replied, we did not understand anything. You said that every word in every scripture means Krishna. Who is qualified to understand your commentaries? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to laugh and he said, oh, my brothers, tie up your books for the day and let us go bathe in the Ganga. On hearing the Lord's words, all the students tied their books and accompanied by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they all walked to the Ganga. Raise your hand if you've ever walked to the Ganga. And there, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, looking like the full moon rising from the ocean, he played in the Ganga's waters. In this way, assuming the role of a Vaishnava, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw only Lord Krishna present everywhere. Whether he was eating, sleeping, or fully awake, he did not speak anything but Krishna's names. With his ears, he heard Krishna's names day and night. With his mouth, he spoke only Krishna Chanda. He spoke that without stopping. And in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu neglected the nectar of learning that he had tasted so strongly and continuously for so many years before, for he was only attracted to Krishna. But early each morning, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu nevertheless gathered for class on the Ganga bank with his students, and he who is the master of the three worlds, he sat with them and he lectured. But nothing but Krishna's names came from his tongue.
One student asked,
"What is the perfection of the varnas, the letters of the alphabet?" And Mahaprabhu replied, "Lord Narayan is the perfection of the varnas."
The student asked,
"How could Lord Narayan, the Supreme Lord, be the perfection of the letters of the alphabet?" And the Lord replied, "It is by the Lord's glance. It is by Lord Narayan's glance that the varnas, the letters of the alphabet, were created." A student asked. He said, "O Pandit, please give the correct explanation." And Mahaprabhu said, "You should remember Krishna at every moment. I am describing to you how to worship Krishna. And this is the correct teaching of all scriptures. All Shastra teach us this. In their beginning, in their middle, in their end, the scriptures only teach how to worship Krishna." And hearing the Lord's explanations, the students began to laugh. And one student said, "I think the words of the people of Navadvipa are true. The cause of your explanations is an imbalance of your life air, Vatarog. Your explanations have changed so much since you have returned from Gaya. Why do you now speak in this way? Why do you speak in this way now?" The Lord replied, "This, and only this, is the teaching of the Shastra. And if you cannot understand the truth of my words now, then you please think about it. Each of you should go to a secluded place and study your books, and then later in the afternoon we will meet and discuss these points again." And hearing the Lord's words, the surprised students, after hearing that class, tied up their books and left. After the morning class, but before the afternoon class, some of the students went to Gangadas Pandit and told the Lord's teacher about the Lord's behavior and how he has been teaching over the last days. They said, "Since he has returned from Gaya, he talks only of Krishna and nothing else. But something mysterious is happening. As he speaks, the hairs of his body stand on end, and they remain erect. And he always chants Krishna, Krishna. And sometimes he laughs. Sometimes he cries out in ecstasy. And each day he only teaches us that all grammatical rules somehow describe Krishna. We do not have the power to understand his explanations. Oh, holy Gangadas Pandit, please tell us, what should we do?" And hearing the students' complaints, the Brahmana Gangadas, who was the crest jewel of all teachers, he smiled and he said, "Don't worry. This afternoon I will speak to Nimai Pandit." And that afternoon all the students again happily assembled to hold their class with their teacher, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Gangadas arrived. And the Lord bowed down. He placed upon his head the dust from his teacher's feet. And Gangadas, in return, feeling an overflowing of affection to the Lord, he blessed him by saying, "May you attain true learning." And then Gangadas took the hand of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he led him to a private place. And with great affection, he said, "Vishwambar, my son, please listen to my words. It is a great fortune that you are now teaching Brahmanas. Your maternal grandfather is Sri Nilambara Chakravarti, and your father is Sri Jagannath Mishra. Both your mother's family and your father's family are scholarly, and you yourself are expert in commenting on grammar and other scriptures. And if you now, at this time in your life, renounce serious study, will that aid your attaining devotion to the Lord? Are your father and maternal grandfather not learned? Are they? And are they not devotees of the Lord? Understanding this, you should apply yourself to the path of scholarship. It is by study and learning that one becomes a Vaishnava Brahmana. If you remain uneducated, how will you know right from wrong? Please understand this point. Yes, please continue to chant Krishna, Krishna, but also continue to properly teach and continue your studies. Now please sit with your students and teach them the grammatical sutras and teach them the other shastras in the proper way. Do you understand? The Lord replied to his teacher, O my teacher, by the mercy of your feet, no one in Navadvipa has the power to even debate with me. What to speak of defeating me? No one can even argue with me. But you are correct. I will explain the sutras as I had previously done before returning from Gaya. And no one in Navadvipa will be able to challenge my explanations or prove his own. I will sit down in the town and I will lecture. I will see who has the power to find fault with my explanations. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then bowed before the feet of Gangadas Pandit, who had become very happy to hear the Lord's words. Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur, the author of Chaitanya Bhagavat, says, who can estimate the great fortune of Gangadas Pandit? For the Supreme Lord, who is worshipped by the 14 worlds, became his student. And after hearing from Gangadas, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to his students, and surrounded by them, he looked like the full moon surrounded by stars. He walked with his students directly to Navadvip town, and he sat down right in the entrance to the city. He tightened his cloth and he began explaining grammatical sutras. He would prove one sutra. This is the correct explanation of the sutra. Who can disprove what I have proved? No one could say anything. Then that very sutra that he had proved, he would break into pieces and find 1,000 faults with it. Who can reprove that sutra? No one could say anything. Then he would defeat all the faults he had found and reestablish the sutra. Again and again he would do this. And all the great scholars of Navadvip stood at a far distance as the Lord was lecturing. He loudly called out, in Kali Yuga, even a fool with no basic knowledge of even Sanskrit Sandhi, he is claiming to be a Bhattacharya, a great scholar. A fool who does not even know the meanings of words will try to debate logic and philosophy. And none of those fools can defeat me. I will see who can prove what I break apart, or who can break apart what I prove. By Gangadas's order, he was immersed in his previous mood as a proud scholar, defeating everyone in Navadvip. And in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the master of the universes, he spoke and he spoke and he spoke, completely absorbed in meditating on grammar lessons. Lecturing and lecturing according to the instructions of Gangadas Pandit. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued speaking from early afternoon until the afternoon ended. And then he continued speaking. Night had fallen. For 2 more hours, he kept on speaking about grammar and challenging all the scholars in Navadvipa. And he would not stop. But then, by divine arrangement, one fortunate scholar, whose name was Ratnagarbha Acharya, he passed by. He was a friend of the Lord's father, and they were both born in the same village. And Ratnagarbha Acharya had a great love for Srimad Bhagavatam. He was a devotee. He was a Vaishnava. And at the very moment he passed where the Lord was lecturing, Ratnagarbha Acharya, with great devotion, he was reciting a verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam, one of the most important verses, a verse that described what the Brahmanis, the wives of the Brahmins, who had renounced everything to run to Krishna to give him the charity of food that he was requesting. They appeared before Krishna and they saw the Lord standing there with his elbow resting upon a cowherd boyfriend, Sridham, looking so beautiful. And in his hand, he was twirling a lotus flower. And as he twirled the lotus flower, the hearts of these Brahmanis were spinning. And Krishna entered their hearts through their eyes. So that very verse, Namidyate, beginning in that way, Ratnagarbha Acharya was describing. The wives of the Brahmanas saw Krishna putting on a garment which glittered like gold. And he was wearing a garland of forest flowers. And atop his head was a peacock feather. And he was decorated with all the minerals of Vrindavan, designs in beautiful colors. And he looked exactly like a dancing actor on a theatrical stage. The Brahmana wives saw him as he kept one hand on the shoulder of his friend and he held the lotus flower in the other. And behind his ears were lotus flowers and he wore marks of tilaks. And his most beautiful smile charmed them. When his students had uttered the name of Hari, upon opening their books, it threw the Lord into an ecstatic trance. And upon hearing this most wonderful verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Mahaprabhu fell to the ground, completely unconscious. Ratnagarbha repeated the verse again and again with devotion. And Mahaprabhu stayed on the ground. His students were shocked. After a moment, the Lord jumped up and he began repeating loudly, "Again, again, say this verse. Say it again." He then fell to the earth and began rolling on the ground. "Say this verse again. It is giving me life. Repeat this verse again. Repeat it again." The Brahmana again and again repeated the verse. And as he did so, an ocean of ecstasy arose within Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And tears from his eyes began to sprinkle the ground. He wept. He trembled. His bodily hairs stood erect. And seeing the Lord's ecstatic happiness, the Brahmana Ratnagarbha again recited the verse. And seeing the Brahmin's devotion, the Lord grasped him with his two hands. He embraced him. And Ratnagarbha Acharya became filled with ecstatic love for Krishna. He fell at the Lord's feet and he began to weep. Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur says that that Brahmana had now been caught in Lord Chaitanya's ecstatic web of love for Krishna. Recite it again, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu loudly demanded. And observing the Lord's mood, the townspeople gathered around him, filled with wonder, and they bowed down to offer their respect. Garadhar Pandit, however, he wished to control and contain the Lord's ecstasy. He quickly stepped forward and he requested Ratnagarbha to quickly desist in chanting this verse. The Brahmin stopped, and everyone sat down, surrounded Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And after some time, the Lord opened his eyes as he returned to external consciousness. And he said so innocently, "What happened? Tell me what happened. Did I act in a restless way?" And the students replied, "You are glorious and you are learned. What power do we have to say anything about you?" And now in external consciousness, with his ecstatic emotion suppressed, the Lord went with everyone to the Ganga. First, he offered his obeisances to the Ganga. And then he took some Ganga Jal and he placed it on his head, and the Lord looked just like the son of Nanda Maharaj along with his cowherd boyfriends. He sat down with them on the Ganga bank. And after some time, everyone took their leave and returned to their homes. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also returned to his home. And he who is the master of all the worlds first ate, and then he enacted his transcendental pastime of sleep.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Everyone say,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Dhamma, Hare Dhamma, Adama Dhamma, Hare Hare.
Everyone!
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
As soon as the morning appeared, the students of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again arrived at the Ganga bank, and sitting down, they began to study their books. When the Lord arrived, he quickly bathed in the Ganga, and he sat down, and he began to teach. But again, he would only speak about Krishna and his service. One student asked, please explain verb dhatus, verbal roots. And the Lord replied, because it is the verb of a sentence that gives power to the sentence. You can't have a sentence without a verb. So the Lord replied, all words are the potency of Krishna. Oh, my brothers, please listen. Think of a king. He has a splendid body. He is decorated with golden ornaments. He is glorious, covered with sandalwood paste. And the people may say, His words are the words of Yamaraj or the words of the goddess Lakshmi. Still, what happens to such a king when that which allows his body to function, his dhatus, his three life forces, what happens to the king when those forces are gone? Where does the handsomeness of his limbs go? That same body that has been respected will now be burned to ashes or buried in the earth. It is Lord Krishna that is living in all bodies at the dhatus. They are his potencies. It is therefore Krishna that one loves when one loves another. It is ultimately to Krishna whom one must be devoted. Although ordinary teachers may argue the statement you have made with true, or that statement is false, and that is true, and that is false, they do not understand that Krishna, it is Krishna who is the essence of life. Oh, students, please apply your mind to this point. There may be a very honorable person before whom I bow down to offer respect, but when his dhatu, when that which gives life to his body leaves, I bathe even after I have touched that body. A son may be very happy to embrace his father, but when his father's dhatus leave, that son must place a fire on his father's head. Those dhatus, the elements of life, they are the potencies of Krishna. It is therefore ultimately Krishna that is loved by everyone. Who has the power to refute my words? Krishna's potency is supremely pure. He alone is worthy of our worship. Oh, my brothers, oh, my sisters, become firmly devoted to Krishna. Chant Krishna's names, worship Krishna, hear Krishna's names. Day and night meditate on Krishna's lotus feet. Worship the feet of Nanda's son, for those feet gave liberation to Aga, to Baka, to Putana. And even though he was thinking only of his son, Ajamil somehow remembered Krishna, and for this reason Ajamil went to Vaikuntha. Worship Krishna's feet. Worship Krishna's feet. Clothed only by the four directions, Lord Shiva, he serves Krishna's feet. Goddess Lakshmi Devi respectfully serves Krishna's feet. Ananta Shesha, he chants the glories of Krishna's feet and places straw between your teeth. You should also worship Krishna's feet. As long as the dhatus or forces of life are within your body, engage in bhakti. Engage in the devotional service to Krishna's feet. It is Krishna who is your mother. It is Krishna who is your father. Krishna is your life. And it is Krishna who is your wealth. Therefore, I say that you should grasp Lord Krishna's feet. You should grasp hold of Krishna's feet and you should declare to Sri Krishna, to Sri Krishna, I give my body and all my thoughts. Please accept them. Thus the Lord, accepting the role of his own servant, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu described his own glories, and 6 hours passed in this way and he did not stop. Completely captivated of mind, the students listened with firm and fixed attention, and not one of them said one word. But then after some time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to external consciousness and again became embarrassed at heart. He looked at the faces of his students and he asked, "Today, how did I explain the sutras about dhatus, verb roots?" And the students replied, "You gave the right explanation, and no one can contradict what you have said. Whatever you said is true, and what the others teach, it is false." The Lord then asked, "Well, what explanation did I give? Please tell me." And the students replied, "You said again that everything is a name of Krishna. Your explanations of the sutras and the commentaries speak only of Krishna. And when you hear verses glorifying Krishna, you act in such a way that causes us to think that you are not a mere human being." The Lord asked, "Please tell me what I did." And the students replied, "It was a great wonder. The hairs of your body stood erect. We have never seen this in anyone else. Yesterday, when in the town you were lecturing, a Brahmana read a Bhagavatam verse, and hearing this Bhagavatam verse, you fell unconscious, and there was no life left in any of your limbs. We were very surprised, and when you regained consciousness, you trembled, you wept, and tears were flowing like the waves of the Ganga. 100 men could not have held you still, and from your head to your feet, the hairs of your body were erect, and your fair form was covered with perspiration. It was covered with your own saliva. It was covered with dust, and gazing at you, everyone was filled with wonder. And some who saw you, they said, 'This person must be Lord Narayan.' Someone else said, 'He is Vyas. He is Sukadev. He is Prahlad. He has the Lord's mercy as much as they do.' And we gathered around you, all of us, your students, we gathered around you and we held you still. And after some moments, you again came to external consciousness. But you did not know any of this. And now we will tell you something else. And please listen to our words with attention. For the past 10 days, ever since you returned from Gaya, your lectures on grammar have described only Krishna's holy name and Krishna's qualities and pastimes in his devotional service. We have been afraid to tell you this because no one has the strength to challenge the meanings that you have explained, that you have offered us." The Lord said, 10 days? 10 days without grammatical studies? Was it not your duty to inform me?" And the students replied, "Your lectures were right and true. It is true that Krishna is described in all the scriptures. It is true that Krishna is the essence of all scriptures. And if we cannot understand it, it is our fault. You explain that Krishna is the root of all knowledge, and that it is only because of our past bad karma that in our hearts we could not accept this." Upon hearing the words of his students, the Lord was pleased, and he said, "Oh my brothers, I will now tell you what causes me. What is the cause of my speaking in this way? But please do not tell others. You promise?" You promise not to tell anyone? All my brothers, please listen, the Lord said. Wherever I look, I always see a dark boy playing his flute. Every word I hear with my ears is the holy name of Krishna. Every place I see is a holy dham of Krishna. But from today onward, I will no longer be able to speak about grammar. You may go to any other teacher you like, you can learn from him, because I cannot speak about anything but Krishna. And now I have opened my heart and revealed it to you. And after speaking these words, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to weep, and tears came from his eyes. He then tied up his books, and as he did so, the Lord's students bowed to him. We have studied under you. How can we study under anyone else? And they too began to weep. We will keep the lectures we heard from your mouth in our hearts, birth after birth, and they will be our meditation. How could we study under another teacher? What we have learned from you is sufficient. And with folded hands, they loudly called out the name of Lord Hari.
Hari! Hari! Hari!
And all the students then also tied up their books. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the jewel of the Brahmanas, began weeping. And one by one, he embraced each and every one of his students. The students bowed their heads, weeping, as they drowned in an ocean of transcendental bliss. With a voice that was choked, the son of Sachidevi blessed all of his students, saying, if I one day become a true servant of Krishna, then I will pray that all your desires will be fulfilled. Always hear Krishna's holy name with your ears. Please know that Krishna is your great treasure. Please gather together and chant together, Krishna, Krishna. And if you do that, by Krishna's mercy, all the shastras will be manifest within you. And then the Lord said, all of you are my friends, birth after birth. Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur continues saying, I am a sinner. That is why I was not born at a time when I could have seen these blissful pastimes. Vrindavan Das Thakur left. He was born 4 years after Mahaprabhu took sannyas and left. Was it after or before? After. And he just lamented not having had seen these pastimes. Thus I have been cheated by my fate. This lamentation is so transcendental. Thus I have been cheated by my fate. O Supreme Lord, please be merciful and allow your pastimes of scholarship to stay always in my heart. Although the Lord's pastimes of scholarship are eternal, and they have neither beginning nor end, nevertheless, in this way, they ended. And the ending of these pastimes signaled the beginning of his pastime of holding Sankirtan along with the devotees every evening in Sridhar Mayapur. In the four directions, stood weeping students, and tears were gliding down their cheeks and gliding down their necks. And the merciful Lord said to them, "We will now make perfect that which you have heard and read for many days." And the students said, "How?" And the Lord replied, "We will now chant the holy names of Krishna." And the students asked, "How shall we chant the holy names?" And in response to this question, the son of Mother Sachi, Sri Sachinandana, he taught them. Hari Haraye Namaha. Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana.
Gopala Govinda Dham Shri Madhusudan. Gopala Govinda Dham Shri Madhusudan. Gopala Govinda Dham Madhusudan. Hari Guru Vaishnava Madhusudan. Hari Hare Haraye Namaha. Hare Haraye Namaha. Govinda Ram Shri Madhusudan. Gopala Govinda Ram Shri Madhusudan. Hare Haraye Namaha.
Hare Haraye.
Ibo! Hare Haraye Namaha. Timatu Sudan. Gopala Govinda Dham Timadu Sudha Hari Haraya Namah Krishna Yadavaya Namah Hari Haraya Namah Krishna Yadavaya Namah Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namah Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namah Gopal Govinda Ram Simadu Sudana Gopal Govinda Ram Simadu Sudana Giridhari Gopinath Madana Mahan Giridhari Gopinath Madana Mahan Nitai Gaura Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Nitai Gaura Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Nitai Gaur Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol
Clapping his hands, the Lord chanted his own holy names with his students. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then entered a trance. As he again began tasting the nectar of his holy names, chant, chant, the Lord called out in the four directions. And again the Lord fell to the ground. And hearing that kirtan, all the Vaishnavas who lived in neighboring homes ran to where the Lord and his students were chanting. And seeing the Lord's ecstatic trance, the devotee Vaishnavas felt great wonder and happiness fill their hearts. And they all said, now there will be a great kirtan in the town of Nadia. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to external consciousness, he again and again chanted, Krishna, Krishna. And even though he was in external consciousness, he did not speak of anything external. He approached each and every Vaishnava and embraced them, and he wept. And gathering around him, the Vaishnavas pacified the Lord before departing to their homes. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to openly reveal his true nature, and he simultaneously destroyed all the suffering of the devotees. The two moons, Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Sri Nityananda Prabhu, are my life and soul, and I, Vrindavan Das, sing the glories of their lotus feet.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna,
chant from your heart, please. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Boom! Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Everybody please, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. One more time, please. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. One last time, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Gauranitai. Jaya Radha Shyam Sundar Radha Shyam Sundar Radhe. Jaya Radha Shyam Sundar Radha Shyam Sundar Radhe. Louder, louder, please. They see that. Shyam.
So, Hare Krishna, please take your seat for just a brief moment. We won't keep you. But thank you, Burijan Prabhu, for really kidnapping us, not kidnapping, for mesmerizing us.
For hypnotizing.
Hypnotizing us.
The mercy of Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur and Sisi Golatai for the pleasure of Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna, thank you. As you know, tomorrow is an important day of the Holy Name retreat. It's Akanda Kirtan. Kanda means to cut, and Akanda means uncut or uninterrupted Kirtan. Gaurahari will give us exactly the times, the place, how we get there, and practical arrangements. But I would just love to bring into your consciousness the idea of the compass again. An inner orientation which helps you to make maximum use while you are on the field, while you are doing what you are set to do. Before going to bed, please bring to your attention that tomorrow is one of the three most important days of the Holy Name retreat. If not the most important, it's one of the most three most important events. It's actually where we can
really absorb ourselves in kirtan. Now, I do know that many of you have wonderful kirtan events in wherever you are, in America, Russia, Europe. These events, as wonderful as they are not taking place in Vaishanad. it's simple like that. Here, tomorrow, there's a special force or ingredient which we can make use of, that, and that is the astonishing mercy of Srimati Radhika. So as you go to bed, please make a firm determination to make sure that you are there for maximum amount of time. We always recommend from the organization of the kirtan retreats that you set your mind on a minimum of 8 hours singing. Whatever is above is wonderful. Yes, it's a serious thing. It's a sacrifice, or let us say in more devotional terms, a loving offering to Srimati Radhika. So let us listen very carefully now. What are the timings when we leave, when there is, what is about our prasadam, or do we just live from the sound of the holy name tomorrow? Let us hear this with the utmost attention so that we know how to conduct ourselves. In closing, I want to say what we discussed with our Bhuijan Prabhu and Jagatarini Mataji when we were taking that little lunch break. You're really a wonderful audience. It's risky to do a retreat with so many participants, but here we really find the more the better. It is really when the devotees are serious and are really bringing themselves to the task ahead, that is to increase their attachment to chanting. You really, if I can compare, no, why compare? Compare is a materialistic thing. Wonderful. You keep on, but keep the strings on. This was only the first full day. We have a few more to go. Hare Krishna.